You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. As always, this podcast is sponsored by archervale.com, your source for erotic novels and audiobooks and other assorted erotica, fictional, but worth your time and effort to and your money to buy. So I suggest you check it out. Again, arthurvale.com. It's one of our sponsors on the website and for this podcast, and so I definitely encourage you to check it out. And of course, lustyage.com is your source for all sorts of toys and whatnot. And if you use my promo code SAMFWA, you get some money off. So I definitely suggest you take a gander at what they've got. Pretty amazing stuff. As always, I recommend Tenga eggs. They are fantastic. In fact, they come in a six pack, like an egg carton. And I've purchased those egg cartons. They're like $18 or something, and I give them out to get as gifts to friends, and they're like, you know, freaked out. But they you know what? They use it, and then they think it's awesome. So these are just little tips I'm going to give you. Okay, I'm sprinkling little bits of magic here and there. Okay. Today's podcast is going to be concerned with the story of Fabienne. I'm not sure if that's how you say it in French. He's a French faggot. Fabian, I don't know. I don't speak French, all right? I had 3 years of German, and I can't speak that either, so whatever. Fabienne. Fabienne is a French faggot. He's 30 years old, and he recently, in the last couple months or something, took on a roommate because, of course, to cut expenses, which is why anybody does that. But he happened to get a young alpha in his early 20s named Anthony to move in with him. This was not, Fabienne was not looking for an alpha or, you know, anything like that. But he happened across this young straight alpha named Anthony who moved in with him. And Anthony is a student in school, and he's, you know, using Fabienne's place to go to school and, you know, to start his life on his own. And so they're living together. And not long ago, Fabienne wrote to me about his situation. And it was juicy right from the very beginning. So when Fabienne first contacted me, he told me that he had this alpha named Anthony who was living with him. And not long, and Fabienne started the cleaning for after Anthony, and just natural things that faggots do for alphas in a general sense. Fabienne began to do Anthony's homework for him so that he could have more time to play. And this, of course, triggered Anthony, okay? This is something that, you know, a lot of faggots don't understand about alphas, is that when you, alphas always have their radar on, and they're always detecting submission in others. And when they detect it, you know, they make decisions based on that about whether or not they want to push farther to take control of that submissive, you know. So Anthony realized that he had this submissive living with him, you know. So Anthony then began to do something that I've seen this happen so many times that it's almost, I mean, it might as well just be like a warning sign, I guess, or something. It's something that alphas do. I think they do it without thinking even. I honestly do. Or if they do recognize this, then, you know, it's brilliant on their part. And that is using their feet to force submission in submissive people like faggots. Anthony started putting his feet up on Fabian's lap all the time when they would be sitting on the couch watching television. And Fabian, of course, began to instinctively start rubbing Anthony's feet. Now, how does Anthony know this about using his feet, that like him putting his feet on Fabian is a dominance thing, right? He put his feet on Fabian's lap, claiming Fabian, daring Fabian not to do something, or daring Fabian to push him off, right? But Fabian didn't do that. Again, like when I talk about hierarchy being instinctive, you know, being a fundamental aspect of everyone's life, there are certain things like this where Fabian was being put in a position by Anthony to either submit or resist, you know. Anthony was testing him. It's funny because, like, my first alpha did this with his feet. You know, he would put his feet on me. He was constantly, like, putting his feet on my face, things of that sort. It was a way for him to test me before he started using me as his cocksucker. And so I think young alphas in particular, they recognize that they can humiliate people with their feet. And that humiliation, the reaction to the humiliation, tells them something about the person that they're doing it to, right? They're testing them. So whenever you see if an alpha starts doing that kind of thing with their feet, just know that they're testing you. And your reaction is critical, you know, because when they see that it excites you or that you're submissive to that, they know they can take it much farther, which is exactly what happened with Anthony. So there was one moment where Anthony shifted positions and Fabian stopped rubbing his feet and started to move. And Anthony said, "Where are you going? I didn't tell you could stop." And so Fabian said, "Oh, I'm sorry, sir." And he got down and started rubbing his feet in a new position. That kind of thing right there just shows what's going on in Anthony's head, you know, that he recognizes that he can tell this faggot, he's identified Fabian as a faggot, he can tell that faggot to do whatever he wants and it will obey. So Anthony, emboldened by this submission, you know, from Fabian, and I started kind of advising Fabian on what to do, you know, and I was giving him ideas about what he can do. Of course, you know, this is what I do all the time, you know, so. But Fabian, and Fabian started to do some of the things I was telling him to do, like, my original recommendation was that Fabian kneel in before Anthony and tell him that he's a faggot and thank him for opening up the opportunity for service. Fabian did not end up getting to do that because Anthony sort of jumped the gun. He decided to have four of his alpha brothers come over and stay at their apartment last week. And this was a bold move because, you know, Anthony's relatively new. It's Fabian's apartment, and Anthony is relatively new in that apartment, but he decided to throw a party. And so he invited his alpha brothers to come hang out at the apartment and have a party. And Fabian was the servant for these alphas. And they were calling him bitch and saying good boy and things of that sort, making Fabian get them drinks and whatever. At one point, they used him as a footrest. Anthony and one of his close alpha brothers used him as a footrest for like an hour or something like that. So it's very clear that Anthony had gone and talked to his alpha brothers and said to him, you know, I've got this faggot that I'm living with that is serving me. Let's have some fun. Okay. Which alphas do. This is something that they definitely do. They get together and they talk about this stuff. And they plot is the only kind of way I can put it. They're like, what can we do with this resource? You know, we've got this faggot. What can we do with it? You know? So Anthony had his brothers, his alpha brothers, stay over at the apartment. He reassigned Fabian to sleep on the kitchen floor, while his alpha brothers took his bed and there's another alpha that slept on the sofa bed in the living room. And that happened, okay? So Fabian slept on the kitchen floor that night. And early in the morning, before anybody had awakened, Fabian was up, and Fabian wrote to me and said that he was planning to do something like make breakfast for everybody when they woke up, they would have breakfast ready, and he was going to serve his master Anthony breakfast in bed. And I said, that's a fantastic idea, you know, do that right now, go do that. So that's what Fabian did. And of course, he made the very wise decision to serve Anthony first. Anthony is his master now, so, you know, he gets served first. So Fabian went into Master Anthony's room, woke him up, you know, kissed his feet and greeted him in the morning and gave him breakfast. And Master Anthony ate the breakfast and he loved it. And then magic happened. Master Anthony pointed to his dick, and was of course rock hard. His morning wood. He's getting served breakfast in bed by a faggot. He's horny, so he points to his dick, and he has Fabian suck him off. This is Fabian's first time sucking a dick. He's 30 years old. He's never had the opportunity to serve an alpha like this. And here he is sucking this alpha's cock, okay? And he makes him come, swallows it, and then he served breakfast to the other alphas that were waking up. And Master Anthony actually dictated, you know, serve the alphas that are sleeping in your room first, and then whatever's left over, give to the other alphas. They're sleeping on the sofa bed. So he even had an order. You see what I'm saying? Master Anthony, keep in mind, Master Anthony, you know, dictated what was happening with the alphas, who was sleeping where. And there were reasons why they were sleeping in the places they were sleeping, because some were more favored than others. And this is a key thing, because clearly Anthony is the apex alpha of that group. He's the leader, right? I hesitate to call him a god alpha, but like he, I might be able, be willing to call him a god alpha now. But, and so now, Anthony has fully embraced being the owner of Fabian. A couple of days later, I wrote a post about this regarding Master Anthony coming home and being greeted by Fabian on his knees, kissing his feet. And Master Anthony pulled out his dick and fucked Fabian's throat, came down his throat. And then Master Anthony had a talk with Fabian and laid down some rules for Fabian to obey, you know, that he would be providing blowjobs on, you know, on demand. You know, he would be taking care of all the housework, things of that sort. He'd be paying a tithe of some kind, you know, depending on what Fabian can afford. And he's fully embraced it. Now, I just want to emphasize again, Anthony is a straight alpha. He's brought girls over to fuck at the apartment. He is straight. His alpha buddies are straight. This is not about sexuality. It's about power. Okay? Master Anthony loves the fact that he has a faggot that does whatever he says, that exists to please him. Women don't do that, generally. You know, you have to look hard, long and hard to find a woman that will yearn to please an alpha the way a faggot does. Master Anthony is just learning this. His journey into hierarchical thinking is just beginning. And I'm here now catching this right at the very beginning of this. And I'm really, really grateful to have this kind of example, because I love how these kinds of things happen. They erupt out of nowhere. The dynamic between an alpha and a faggot, a straight alpha, gay alpha, whatever, and a faggot, is a combustible thing. It's chemical. And you don't know when it's gonna happen, you know? Like, you can try to put yourself in position to serve if you're a faggot. You can put yourself in a position to take control of a faggot if you're an alpha. But sometimes nature has a different idea, you know? Like, Fabian just was looking for a roommate. Look what happened. You know, now, all the credit in the world goes to Fabian, too, because he was submissive even when Master Anthony was not doing really anything to control him. You know, and, you know, the other thing about Master Anthony is that he's a very good-looking alpha. Fabian says he looks exactly like Tom Holland, who plays Spider-Man in the new Marvel films. I think Tom Holland is hot, you know? He just is. And so if Master Anthony looks anything like Tom Holland, then Fabian is servicing a seriously hot straight alpha. So, lucky bitch. Anyway, I need to move to France. All the hot masters are in France. Of course, I've got a felony now, so I guess I probably have to sneak into the country. Get on the train that runs through Europe and just like hop off into France, you know, somehow or another, James Bond style. Anyway, just so I can suck off some French masters. But I just wanted to commend Fabian for being open to this experience. This is what a faggot has to do. A faggot has to always be submissive and looking for opportunities, ways to just be of service to men, but in alphas in particular. And you will get used because it's irresistible. That it's a chemical reaction, you know, that even if it's a findom related thing, if you meet an alpha and you start paying for things for him or something, he's going to recognize what you are. And he's either going to tell you to fuck off or he's going to take advantage of you. Like, and he's going to put you to use. So, you know, you just have to put yourself in line for this kind of thing, and it will happen. You know, it's not really, people make it out to be this sort of incomprehensible thing. Oh my gosh, how am I ever going to find an alpha to serve or whatever? Or some alphas complain to me, where are the faggots at? Well, you just simply have to put yourself in a position and it will start happening, you know? And I might talk a little bit about manifestation at some point or another, but we have to have a mindset of what we want. We have to be very clear in our minds about what it is we want. And then work toward that, you know, or sometimes the work will just simply come from the mindset. But, I just feel like Fabian was, he was ready, you know, he was ready to serve. He wanted to explore this part of him somehow. He didn't know how, but he opened himself up and it found him, you know. And I know that Master Anthony loves owning a faggot. He's been enjoying it very much, and it's his first faggot, you know. So he's exploring this too. They're both exploring together, which I think is awesome, you know. When a new faggot and a new alpha get together and they start to explore together, there's amazing things that happen, you know. And there's so much to learn. So I'm really grateful to be a part of this journey for, well, at least Fabian. I have not gotten to talk to Master Anthony yet, but anyway, and I hope to, but just being able to be a part of it and see their progression just verifies to me all over again, as it always does, that hierarchy is truth. Okay? And it leads to fulfillment. And I hope that you guys learned something from that example. I encourage you all to read the thread that's on the website. I've been detailing it very much in detail. So, you know, it's all right there. And I recommend that you read it and meditate on it. Okay. Anyway, so that's all I got for tonight. I just wanted to, like, talk about that because I was just so excited about that story. It's really an amazing story. Anyway, again, go to archervale.com and Lusty Age, visit our sponsors. And anyway, I guess I will talk to you later, okay? Love ya.